Ah, now this is more like it. I'm Andrew Green with this edition of Flick Pick. This past weekend, I saw A Quiet Place Part 2 at Celebration Cinema in Benton Harbor, and I'll say right away that I loved this movie. I'm so glad it's the second movie I saw in a theater after my return to them. The first theater film that I saw was Spiral, which wasn't good, although I didn't regret seeing it. And now here we are with A Quiet Place 2, and it's so much better. A Quiet Place 2 is, you guessed it, the sequel to A Quiet Place, the 2018 film about a family trying to survive in a post-alien invasion world. In that movie, a family led by John Krasinski, also the writer and director, and Emily Blunt, lives in a farmhouse, constantly striving to make as little noise as possible. That's because the creatures that have taken over the Earth have extremely sharp hearing and will leap out of nowhere with lightning speed to attack anything that makes a sound. The family in A Quiet Place includes a girl who was maybe 12 and a boy a couple years younger. Toward the end of the film, Emily Blunt had a baby, so that made five. Anyway, the first movie ended with, spoilers, John Krasinski figuring out a way to disable these creatures. He causes his daughter's hearing aid to emit a high-pitched frequency and then amplifies it, causing the creatures to stop in pain and expose their weakness so they could be killed. Usually these things are covered with armor. Then at the end of the first film, John Krasinski dies. Okay, so, the first one was a great movie and now here's the sequel. What's the deal with this movie? A Quiet Place 2 opens with Day 1, that is a flashback to the very day that these creatures arrived on Earth, and the sequence is riveting. Krasinski and family live in a small New England town, and it opens with Krasinski heading off to a baseball field to watch his son play in a Little League game. While this is going on, we see giant fireballs appear in the sky, everyone stops what they're doing, and then it's off to the races. It's not long before the evil monsters start attacking everyone, and there's chaos everywhere. So, the first whole sequence of A Quiet Place 2 is masterfully done. It's incredibly intense, harrowing, and momentous. I always wondered how things went down when these creatures first arrived, and here we are, we get to see it. It's all shot exceedingly well, and it reminds us who our characters are. Plus, it's an excuse for John Krasinski to appear in this new movie. By the way, in case you forgot, the daughter in this family, named Reagan and played by Millicent Simmons, is deaf. In a brave new world where everyone has to shut the heck up all the time, the fact that Krasinski and Blunt's family already speaks sign language kind of puts them in a better position to survive than most others. Anyway, after the Day 1 scene, A Quiet Place 2 takes place immediately following the events of the first film. Like, the house is still in flames when the shot opens. Emily Blunt is now tasked with keeping her family safe while putting to use, and hopefully telling others about, the technique that her husband discovered to defeat the aliens. Now, I won't go over the plot much from here. I'll just say the family goes on a journey that takes them to a family friend, played by Cillian Murphy, and they're in the next phase of their lives, trying to decide what happens next. It's actually Reagan, the daughter, that makes that decision when she sets off on a mission of her own with no one else's permission. Okay, so I thought A Quiet Place Part 2 was exquisite. It's masterful. John Krasinski is truly a masterful director. This film is packed with suspense and we never lose sight of our characters. It's also got a lot of heart. A lot of what's going on in this movie is the family of Krasinski, or Lee, honoring his legacy. It's up to his kids to start applying the lessons about courage and decency that he taught them, and they really rise to the occasion. It was nice to see these kids rise to the occasion, especially Reagan. Emily Blunt is the emotional core of the film. She's trying to keep this family unit alive and together, and the task isn't easy. I mean, she's mourning her husband, who died like yesterday while avoiding these murderous creatures. And man, I love the efficiency of this film. Everything is crafted so as to be effective and suspenseful and focused on the characters and their struggles. There isn't a wasted scene in A Quiet Place 2. Man, does John Krasinski know how to keep us on edge. Like, there was one scene where I actually laughed because the suspense was so high. I felt like John Krasinski was just messing with me. Like, we're following two sets of characters in two different situations, right? Cutting back and forth between them? Both situations are very intense and dangerous. Bad things are happening in both. And there's one thing that one character has to do to put an end to all of this tension. We're waiting for this character to do this one thing. The music keeps getting louder and more high-pitched, and finally, I just laughed. It was like, okay, John Krasinski, you can stop torturing me now. Just have the character do the thing. We do get a better look at the creatures in this movie. I guess I'd say they look sort of like praying mantises, but they've got like 9,000 razor-sharp teeth. In general, the film is shot exceedingly well, just like the first one. We see everything we want to see, and what matters most is always what's front and center. Now, I don't want to gush too much here, so I will offer a few feeble criticisms of A Quiet Place 2. First of all, there's the son. His name is Marcus, and he's played by Noah Jupe. This kid is a spaz who's constantly freaking out and panicking. that may be understandable, but he's always the one to get everyone in trouble. This kid will scream when he should darn well know what will happen if he does that. There's also the scene in which Emily Blunt tells the kid to stay where he is while she goes out for a while to get something. She tells him to stay in one area. So can you guess what he goes and does? Yep, he leaves, and that causes a lot of trouble. But then again, the kid does have emotional problems, and I should be more sensitive. Besides, like I said earlier, there comes a part later in the movie where Marcus does rise to the occasion in a big way, and I was proud of him. There are also a lot of jump scares in A Quiet Place Part 2, however, I can't really complain about that because given the nature of the film, anytime anything loud happens, it's bound to startle you. Oh, and another minor complaint is that we learn in this movie the creatures can't swim. That diminishes the threat they pose a little bit in my mind, but these are all nitpicks. I walked out of my theater thoroughly satisfied with a tight, extremely well-made and well-acted movie. I've heard a complaint the film ends too abruptly, but I disagree. It ends as soon as the amazing climax is finished. John Krasinski knows how to get in and out. This thing is 90 minutes just like the first one, meaning you could watch them both back-to-back in a pretty kick-ass double feature. The standout star from this movie is Millicent Simmons as the daughter Reagan. The film is really her story as she sets out to make a difference and fight back to help others. She gives a heartful performance that makes the movie more powerful. Reagan does her dad proud, and along for the ride is Cillian Murphy, an actor that I really like, and so I was glad he was there to help. A Quiet Place Part 2 blew me away. What a reintroduction to movies after the test run of Spiral. This film is excellent, and I loved it. I give A Quiet Place Part 2 a 5 out of 5 for this edition of Flick Pick.